All right, welcome to Wednesday Walks, the segment where I just go on a walk on a Wednesday around the block, come back to report just on thoughts, things that I've seen, and that. So today, Wednesday, February 15th, went on a wonderful walk around downtown. They're setting up for NBA All-Star Weekend, which is great. It's just pretty close, just right outside. So it's been nice walking around for that. It's been weird how they have been treating the unhoused people, because of what they're showing on the news and what they're really doing is quite the eye-opener. It looked like they were setting up tents and things for them down in a spot that they've gated up and put tarps and stuff. Honestly, it looks kind of like FEMA camps. I'm not even gonna lie. They just look like tents that they're trying to keep under wraps. Pretty eerie. But I was walking around really just thinking about hope and endurance, and I guess what just keeps me going and what other people go, like what keeps them going. And I don't know. I guess I'll come back to that thought in a minute. Because I really don't know, like, I still need more time to think about that, I guess. But while I was thinking about that, I was, thought maybe I'd walk to one of my spots where I like to just sit and look at the sunset and maybe think about this thought a little more, but I left the walk a little later than I intended, and the sun was a little bit behind the mountains more than I would have liked, so I opted not to go that route because it was pretty chilly. And so as I was going, I walked past this guy who was just asking people for cash. And unfortunately, I didn't have any cash. But I thought maybe I'd have a conversation with him. I thought maybe I'd ask him, like, what keeps him going. And I started the question by, like, yo, what gets you up every morning? And he said, well, shit, I haven't slept in days. And I was just like, okay, well, off to a great start. Talked with him a little bit. He said his name was Nick. He asked if I had any money. I said, no, unfortunately, I don't have any cash on me. And he was upset that people were just like walking by him. But not only were people just walking by him and like ignoring him, but nobody had any cash to give him, which was super unfortunate. But people just don't carry cash these days. And, like, that's too bad. I mean, I try to keep a few dollars in the car with me when I'm out and about. But I think on these walks, maybe I'll keep some cash with me in times like this, because I feel bad when I can't give him anything. And I just given away the bottle of water that I had to another couple just before I seen this guy. And so I felt bad that I didn't have anything to give him, but I did offer to, he said, let's go to an ATM. And I was like, oh man, I'm sorry, I don't have my card on me. And he wanted some cash for, first he was just like, yeah, you know, I'm just looking for like $10, $20. I'm just trying to get healthy. And I was just like, oh, okay, what's going on? You feeling all right? What's up? Maybe I can help you. Like, maybe we can go to the store over here and I can get you some food or some medicine or something. And he was, like, mumbling, and I didn't catch him. I just heard him saying, I'm sick. I'm feeling sick. So I was just like, okay, let's figure this out. How can I help you out? Maybe, you know, you can walk with me into the store over here. I can use tap to pay and get you a few things. And he's like, no, I don't want any food. Honestly, I feel like shit right now. And I was just like, dang, I'm sorry. How can I help you out? I don't want to like waste your time. I don't want you to walk all the way over here for no reason. And he stopped and was just like, well, I just need some money. I just need some money. And I was like, oh yeah, okay. So you said you needed like $20 to get healthy. Like, where's that at? Maybe I can go there and like maybe we can figure something out. Maybe I can give him my card number or something. And he's like, no, I don't think you get it. I'm dope sick. And I was like, oh, you're dope sick. I get it now. And he was like, I thought we were on the same fucking page. And I was just like, whoa, hey, why are you getting upset with me? I didn't know you said you were dope sick. I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. I thought maybe I can just give you, like, help you with some food or something. And he started walking his own way. He started parting ways with me. And so I just thought, okay, maybe I'm just gonna walk this other way. Cause then he started yelling at me. It was just like, well, not yelling at me. As I was walking off and he was walking off, he started saying, fuck, fuck, like just cursing, yelling at this guy. And I don't know, I guess that was that. I guess my thoughts after that was, is that what keeps him going? Dope? I don't know. He was saying that there was, he doesn't think that this is it, that this is life, and that he thinks that there's, like, more to this. I certainly hope so. I certainly hope there's more out there for Nick. And I guess for other Nicks out there. Yeah. I guess one thought that I had was, like, maybe this is random, but, like, one issue that was brought up was, like, him not having an ID. It's like, how do we get unhoused people IDs? Because I was thinking, like, with IDs, at least maybe they can get some sort of income with, like, a temp job or something. I don't know. I'm just spitballing ideas here. I really don't know. But yeah, I guess that's it for Wednesday Walk. I want to keep these kind of short. Probably no longer than 10 minutes. But yeah, I appreciate your time for listening. And yeah, I hope this wasn't a waste of your time. And I'd like to see you back next Wednesday. Take care, be easy on yourself. Bye.